It's 12:38. I'm Marilyn Mackey. You're listening to Radio Noon on CBC Radio 1, 89.3 FM, 990 on your AM dial. Well, they watched their daughter succumb to cancer. Then Randy and Ruth Reimer turned that nightmare into making sure their daughter Caitlin's dream came true. Her wish? To help other sick kids in hospital enduring long days of treatment. Now, Katie died this spring at the age of 13, but the Katie Cares Foundation is now up and running. Katie's mom, Ruth, joins me now. Hi there, Ruth. Hi, Ruth, are you there?
I'm here.
Hi. So can you tell me a little bit about Caitlin and how this came about?
Well, Caitlin actually was diagnosed in 2010, October. She was 13 and with cancer. And so from there, she saw a little girl in hospital that had been badly beaten, and this woke Caitlin's eyes up to a world that Caitlin had never experienced or seen. In our home, she was loved and cared for. And she said to me one evening, she said, "Mom, go buy her a teddy bear. Every child needs a teddy bear to hug in the hospital." And from that, I went downstairs and I bought a teddy bear for her in the gift shop. And we, with the permission of the nursing staff, we gave this child a teddy bear. And Caitlin just decided that this is what she wanted to do. And a couple of weeks later, when we were getting ready for her central line to be put in, and we were waiting in the operating room, she said to me, "Mom, you know what? I really want to make a difference. I want to do something. And I just didn't know what I wanted, but now I know what I want, and I want to start a foundation, and I want it to help kids who are dealing with cancer."
So 13 years old, and you hear this from your daughter. What did you think, Ruth?
I couldn't believe it. I mean, I just could not believe that this child was thinking of others when she herself was going through these things, and she never looked at herself as the one that was sick. She saw everybody else as sick.
Now, Caitlin passed away, as I said, but she was a big part of making sure this foundation got up and running. So tell me just how involved she was in this in the past few years.
She was extremely involved. She designed her logo, which is Katie Cares. It's got a big K with a heart, and it's very cool. She designed it with a friend of ours, Cheryl Lee, and together they put this together. And she then said what her logo was. It was "See it, believe it, and achieve it." And she lived it like that every day. And she also put together her board members.
She picked her own board members?
She did.
Are there kids on the board?
Her brother, John, would be her only board member right now as a young adult.
Right.
She picked her Aunt Helen, her Aunt Sarah, and her Aunt Sharon as board members, Randy and myself, and then she picked a very special guy by the name of Rob Suderman, who was like an uncle to her, and she asked him.
Ruth, Katie died in May just a few months ago,
yes.
And you've gone on to finish creating this foundation.
Yes.
How has that been for you?
You know, it's been hard, I'm not lying. There have been hard days. But through being able to work on the foundation, I find that for my husband and my son and myself, these are ways of therapy. It's a way of pouring your energy into something. You can't pour it into your daughter anymore. You pour it into something that she really had a passion for. And so for that passion, we carry that on for her.
So tell us about the foundation then. What did Katie want this to be?
She wanted this to be a foundation for kids. Not so much for research, because lots of research dollars are going into research, but it's more hands-on. She wanted to pay it forward. Things like, for example, in our hospital on Boundary Trails here in Winkler, it's between Winkler and Morgan, there was nothing for kids. So when she'd go visit, we'd have to bring everything from home, whether it be movies, iPads, books, games, brought it all in for ourselves. So she said, this was enough. I want something better for the kids here. So one of the fundraiser, our money that we've raised, we've purchased a TV, along with a Blu-ray and a Wii and games and movies, a selection of books, and Caitlin loved books. So for her to read and be able to pass time, go into another world and forget about what's happening to you, was the way she could do that through books. And her passion, she said, I want you to buy books, Mom, and have a good library at the hospital for the kids. And we've added things like an iPad that will be going to the hospital. We're starting with Boundary Trails as a bigger hospital that's right close to our community, and then we'll branch out to the different hospitals in our RHA.
And Ruth, I understand that you're going to make sure that every child that comes into the hospital has a little kit just to keep them comfortable and something to do in their hospital.
You know, she wanted this also, and she designed it also. She told her dad and I what she wanted in the bags. They're cloth bags. And inside we have, and it'll be age-appropriate, crossword puzzles, Sudokus, word finds, coloring books, markers, crayons, toiletries such as toothbrush, toothpaste, soap, shampoo, dental floss, you know, things that, you know, you quickly have to go to the emergency and your child is sick. You don't think of those things. And so we want to give that away. And also, in each bag will be a teddy bear.
Now, when I heard that, and of course, Caitlin gave the teddy bear to the young girl who had been beaten up originally, that
right.
little girl died. And I was just thinking what it must have felt like for her to have had that teddy bear for those few days
yes.
that she was still alive.
Yeah.
It's just amazing.
It is amazing, and it's an amazing story. And Caitlin was able to give her something at the end of her life that was truly meaningful and caring.
Now, you're having a fashion show, of course, because all of this costs money. So tell us a little bit about the upcoming fashion show you're having.
I'm so excited about the fashion show. It's November 2nd here in Winkler at the Emmanuel Mennonite Church, and it will be starting at 7:30. It is local independent stores from around our region that will be putting on their fashions for us. We have Desserts by Gingerwood Lane. It's a tea house in Winkler. Wonderful desserts. Coffee by Johnny's Java. Excellent coffee. And we have door prizes. We also have a silent auction going on. And then we have a raffle. Tickets also being sold. We have a quilt that is being raffled off by 20 quilters from around the world. Worked on this quilt for us.
Wow, that's amazing.
It's a beautiful quilt. It's just absolutely gorgeous. If you go to our website, www.katiecares.ca, you'll see it, you'll get information. People want to get a hold of us. Our email address is there. We'd love to have people email us, Randy or myself. We're open to having people contact us. We want to spread the word as much as we can and get this, our daughter's dream come true.
What do you think Katie would think of all of this?
She'd be smiling. She'd be smiling. She would be so pleased. She was such a giving child, and she wanted to give, always giving. And when she would get something, or she would say, she got... Actually, I should tell you, she got the Queen's Diamond Jubilee Award. It was given to her by Candace Hepner.
Right.
In May. And she said, why me, Mom? I haven't done anything. Why me? She thought she hadn't done anything yet.
What a remarkable young woman.
She said, you wait. It's coming.
Well, you must be very, very proud of her, Ruth.
I am. Her dad is proud. Randy is very proud.
Well, we have posted all the information on our Facebook page because I'm sure after hearing this story, people would really like to help out. And we'll be in touch with you closer to the event just to remind everyone it's going on, okay?
If people want to make donations, just want to make a donation, you can make a donation to the Wakefield Community Foundation in the memo line Katie Cares, and we'd be happy to accept any donations coming our way.
Ruth, thank you so much for speaking with us today, and we wish you all the best.
Thank you so much for contacting us. Have a great day.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye.
What a remarkable story. So that is Ruth Reimer. She's the mother of Caitlin, who died in May. Now, Ruth is also co-director of the Katie Cares Foundation. And for more information, and if you want to find out how to make donations or get tickets to this fabulous event, which is going on, as she said, in November, go to our Facebook page. We've linked it all up there, facebook.com/radionoon. That's all one word, lowercase, facebook.com/radionoon. Thank you.